Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, and the Zambia Air Force in a 12-day exercise in September this year. Zambia Air Force Delegation Leader Colonel Kapemba Malamola explained that the distribution exercise will come with eye screening health services and distribution of spectacles to patients during the same period. Denise reported Colonel Malamola, who was accompanied by officers from the Zambia Air Force, Zambia National Service and DMMU, revealed this when paying a courtesy call on Mwandi District Commissioner Sikuka Mutumwa, saying the program is under the Regional Humanitarian Aid Exercise. The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has approved environmental impact assessments, EIAs, for 115 developmental projects worth US$627 million United States dollars investment costs. According to a statement made available to Zenith by ZEMA Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamwe, the approval was made during the 33rd Environmental Assessment Committee, EAC, meeting held in June 2025 by the Board of Directors. Ms. Kamwe explained that the projects approved span various sectors, including 51 in mining and mineral processing, 22 in energy, 18 in infrastructure development, 17 in manufacturing and processing, and 7 in agriculture, forestry, and tourism. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Kenyan police have opened fire on a charging crowd of protesters in the capital, Nairobi. They've also used tear gas and blocked roads to stop people getting to the city center. Two people are reported to have been killed. Demonstrations were due to be held across the country to mark the anniversary of pro-democracy protests in 1990. Ian Wafula in Nairobi says the size of the current protests is hard to estimate. A memorial service has been taking place in London to mark the 20th anniversary of Islamist suicide bombings that killed 52 people. Four attackers targeted London's transport system during the morning rush hour.
Exchange rates courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 24 kwacha 31 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 32 kwacha 19 ngwe. The euro is trading at 28 kwacha 64 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 38 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Lando Norris did not let a cut nose dampen his celebrations after winning his first British Grand Prix. Norris might end up with a second scar on his nose to match one caused by a glass cut last year after a photographer fell off the pit wall barriers and knocked the McLaren driver's winner's trophy into his face as he was trying to celebrate his Silverstone victory with the fans. But a little while later, he was up on the fan stage, two strips of medical tape on his injury, with teammate Oscar Piastri and McLaren chief executive officer Zak Brown. Expect clear night skies, temperature drops to 11 degrees, and sunset is expected at 17:49. A recap of the headlines. 50 tons of relief food to be distributed in Mwandi, and ZEMA approves 115 developmental projects. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Californian beverages.
Take from the plate, can't face it. I can be a passenger. witness. Don't you tell nobody what you witness. Cause what we doing ain't no one's business but you. What you gonna do? I'm saving all this for you. It's a hard night life. Can you see me right? Show me something new. Baby, that's $1 million in the mirror. Step back, get back, can't get near it. For you.
Where you are.